This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli army says it has struck several Houthi targets in western Yemen following a fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv the previous day. Saturday strikes appeared to be the first by Israel on Yemeni soil since the Israel-Hamas war began in October. The Israeli army says a number of military targets were hit in the port city of Hodeida, a Houthi stronghold. The army adds that the attack was in response to hundreds of attacks against Israel in recent months. A Houthi spokesman says the blatant Israeli aggression targeted fuel storage facilities and the province's power station. Meanwhile, Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says its fighters fired dozens of rockets into northern Israel, targeting a kibbutz for the first time in 9 months. Saturday's barrage was in retaliation for the Israeli drone strike earlier in the day that wounded several people, including children. Militant Palestinian group Hamas said that it fired rockets from Lebanon toward an Israeli army post in the northern Israeli village of Shamira over Israel strikes in Gaza. Hamas has carried out such attacks from Lebanon over the past months, but they have been rare. Hezbollah began firing rockets shortly after Hamas's October 7th attack. As the world continues to recover from massive business and travel disruptions caused by a faulty software update from the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike, malicious actors are trying to exploit the situation for their own gain. That's according to government